call are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon and the phone number 918-336-1400 will get you right in. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes. I just moved into my new apartment and I'm looking for a futon that makes out into a bed.
Okay.
And also I am looking for a king size bed rails.
Okay. And what's your telephone number?
918-352-1420.
All right. So you're looking for a futon that makes out into a bed and a king size bed rails because you've moved into a new apartment. 918-352-1420.
Yes, ma'am.
All
Thank
right.
You.
You're so very welcome. Enjoy your new apartment. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, thank you. I've got a few things for sale this morning.
Sure.
I've got a Kennedy toolbox. There's three pieces to it. A toolbox, a two-drawer add-on, and then the rollaway. And I've got quite a few machinists, too. Micrometers, dial calipers, indicators, stuff like that. I'm wanting $875 for the whole thing, or they just want two toolbox. I'll price it separate.
Okay, so how much are you asking?
$875.
Okay.
And I've got pigeons for sale. I'll probably 35, 40 of them. I want $5 a piece of them. And let's see. Oh, I'm wanting to buy about two does and a buck rabbit. New Zealand, if I can find them. And I need three cages to go with them. Somebody's gone for sale or somebody knows somebody's got something, they can give me a call. And I've got a toolbox for a full-size pickup. It's aluminum. It doesn't leak or nothing. I'll take $75 for it. And I've got eggs for $2 a dozen.
Okay.
I got probably 10, 12 dozen eggs.
Okay.
And the number to call is 918-440-0327.
All right. So you have that Kennedy toolbox. It's a 2-3 drawer roll around with full of machinist tools for $875. And
yes.
You also have pigeons for sale. You have 30 to 40 of them, $5 each. And a toolbox for a pickup. And it's aluminum for $75. And selling those eggs, $2 a dozen. And then you're looking for two does and a buck rabbit, New Zealand's, with cages. And 918-440-8327 is the phone number to call.
No, it's 0327.
Zero, all right. 0327. 918-440-0327.
That's correct.
All right, we got it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye now. All right. With that, I'll be right back.
Custom audio, video design, and installation with a personal touch. The Audio Video Doctor, Mike Dutcher, can create a custom entertainment package to meet your needs and your budget.
Sometimes I'll come to a home and a guy will have a receiver and some older speakers, and the older speakers don't sound so well, but just upgrading the speakers only and keeping their existing receiver can do wonders for a home entertainment system.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206, the Audio Video Doctor.
Each Sunday morning at 10:30, be sure to listen to K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3 for the Lutheran Hour. Brought to you by Redeemer Lutheran Church in Bartlesville, the Lutheran Hour will lift your spirits and bring you closer to God. Redeemer Lutheran Church invites you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are at 8:15 and 10:45, with Sunday school at 9:30. Enjoy the Lutheran Hour Sundays at 10:30 a.m. here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. You're listening to Consumer Calls and our number 918-336-1400 and our toll-free number 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away here on Consumer Calls. Now, we are not taking any business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Now, you can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, fundraisers for your church, school, club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit, and community events. We're always going to talk about those. And I'll say good morning. How may I help you? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. How can I help you?
I'm interested in knowing if there's a place in Bartlesville where you can give blood.
I'm sorry. You keep calling. Okay. Don't know what that was about, but anyway, you're listening to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400, toll-free 1-800-749-5936, items to buy, sell, trade, and give away, no business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. With that, I'll be right back.
We want you to sound off every single morning for our Maple Street Meat Market poll question of the day. Tune to K-Rig 104.9 each and every weekday morning, and you'll hear our Maple Street Meat Market poll question. Give us a ring at 918-336-1400 or visit our K1, KYFM, K-Rig, and KPGM Facebook to vote. Vote every day, thanks to Coffeyville's own Maple Street Meat Markets.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
It's a chilly fall day ahead of us. For the next couple of hours, a passing shower or a little pocket of drizzle. Temperatures in the 40s. By the lunch hour, 50, and a high this afternoon, 55. North winds at 10. Tomorrow morning, we'll start in the mid-40s. Chance of a shower through the morning and a high of 72. But then storms are going to be more likely late Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning. And then we're back to the warm weather Wednesday and Thursday into the 80s before a very strong front arrives Friday. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Alan, thank you for the weather update. 43 degrees out right now with our high of 54 and our low of 41 tonight. And you're listening to Consumer Calls. Again, 918-336-1400 will get you in. And our toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away here on Consumer Calls. And I am here till 9:30 and looking for your phone call. Again, 918-336-1400. And with that, I'll be right back.
Congratulations to Mama's Place for being selected as our business of the day. Today, the staff at Mama's Place will enjoy a dozen donuts from Sal's Daylight Donuts, located across the street from Homeland on Frank Phillips. How do you get to be business of the day? Just nominate your business to your Bartlesville radio station sales representative. Then listen to K1, KYFM, K-Rig, KPGM, Monday through Friday as we announce the winner. Keep up the good work from your friends at Bartlesville Radio.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning. We want everyone to know that the Republican campaign headquarters is open today.
All right.
We're located downtown on Frank Phillips across from Pizza Hut. Please come by and see us today from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. or later this afternoon from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30. Thank you and have a blessed day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye now. All right. With that, it is now time for our Oklahoma Energy Report.
OPEC saves the week. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Oil prices still managed to post a positive week a bit, largely thanks to OPEC+. The group comprised of OPEC members and non-members headed ostensibly by Russia. The assurance by OPEC+ that members were going to toe the line and the organization would work to keep moving the oil market toward balancing supply and demand helped quiet the nerves of jittery traders who nevertheless spent the weekend worrying about the COVID-19 pandemic. And actions taken in Europe last week aimed at battling the virus, actions which could further hurt the global economy and energy demand. But much of OPEC Plus assurance came from the oil giants of Saudi Arabia and Russia. Whether or not the group as a whole will do more than pay lip service to addressing overproduction on the part of some members remains to be seen. Another dark cloud, Friday's announcement of an unexpected drop in U.S. industrial production for September. But the NYMEX November crude contract finished the week up 0.7% to $40.88 a barrel. Natural gas prices have been volatile, but managed to eke out a weekly gain of 1.2% on the week, with the November NYMEX natural gas contract up 1.2% to $2.77 a million BTUs. The number of rigs actively drilling for oil and natural gas in the U.S. took a jump of 13 in the latest weekly report from Baker Hughes, but the total of 282 is still a 67% drop from the same time last year. Oklahoma saw what's become a rare increase of 2 rigs to a total of 14. That's just 5 above the historic low set earlier this year. And it's a fall of 77% from a year ago. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that you've been working on ways to connect consumers with a local beef experience. Tell us more.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council has a new resource on its homepage for local beef. For those consumers looking for a local connection to a beef producer, there's many ways to buy local. You can look at labels at the grocery store, visit a farmer's market, or buy direct from a farmer ranch. To make this easier, our local beef page features a link to the Made in Oklahoma directory. We also have a guide that walks consumers through what to expect when they purchase beef through a locker plant. In other words, how much beef will they receive? We also developed a questionnaire to help a consumer walk through the purchasing process. So, for instance, what kind of steaks do you want and how thick do you want them? From OSU, we have a freezer guide for beef purchasing. And we also have beef cut charts and cookery information.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more about local beef, go to oklabeef.org, look for the resources column, and select local beef. That's oklabeef.org.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I got a set of silver spurs for sale, $20. And I do have a portable dishwasher. It's like new. And about $60. It numbers 918-327-1895.
All right, 327-1895 for that set of silver spurs. There's two of them, $20 a pair, and portable dishwasher for $60. And did you have something else, sir?
Yeah, I was looking for a car. Somebody might have a whole big old car that still would run.
Okay.
Or it's not too high.
Okay, so you're looking for a car.
Yeah.
A reliable car. Like, yeah, nothing nothing too elaborate, nothing too expensive. Again.
Yeah.
And again, your number, 918-327-1895.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye now. All right, we appreciate those phone calls. 918-336-1400, toll-free, 1-800-749-1400. 5936, items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. And right now, it's time for our Doggone Report.
Lost cats who want their mama.
Mama.
And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
It is time for a Doggone Report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Community tab and then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up. You can see everything there. If you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Submit tab and you can submit your information. You can even upload a picture. And you can still call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us. And we'll make sure it gets to the report and to the website. And you can email me, Sharon, at BartlesvilleRadio.com with your information. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as quick as I can. Well, we have a found little female black terrier dog. I got a picture of her here. She's pretty cute. Prairie Heights area. And she's a small, black, scruffy little terrier. Had been hanging around Prairie Heights all day. No one called animal control or took it to the shelter when it got late last night. So they're going to find her owners. Please call Vicki at 918-397-5460. Yashi is a lost male tan Akita mix, 45 pounds. Reward offered for this dog. Wearing a blue collar with a tag. Area lost 800 block of Osage. Call 918-327-3828. And we have that lost male orange medium length fur cat, tabby cat. Ranch Heights area is where he was lost. He's neutered, medium length fur, was not wearing a collar. Ask for Melissa, 918-331-8803. And that's your Doggone Report for this morning.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And that is going to do it for me today, but I'll be back in tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls, same time, same station. Enjoy the cool weather, but stay dry. It's a little bit wet out there. And I'll talk to you tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls. Have a blessed day.
I would go into my daughter's room at night. I'd have a bad day, and I'd go into her room, and I would cry.
Deb Weekly on Focus on the Family Minute.
I think there's knee marks beside my daughter's bed in the carpet because I was kneeling beside her bed after she went to sleep, crying out to the Lord, "You've got to help me. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm making a mess of things." And all he would say is, "Spend time."